talked about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Now, you're watching BBC News. Just bear in mind it is August. This does not look like a walk in the park. Dog owners and their pets in California have hit the waves in the second annual World Dog Surfing Championships. Here are the pictures.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Okay, so we are going to inject you with enough propofol to temporarily kill you, but then we'll bring you back with adrenaline so you don't have any...
Up. No spoilers, no spoilers.
And one more thing. You're not going to sue us, are you?
Oh, no. Litigation is for the middle class.
Aspen, you're going to love dying. It's hilarious. It's like being John Malkovich, but you don't have to go to Jersey.
But I think he's a little shady.
Dude, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
And now.
Just thank God I got a conscience and a soul. I feel completely guilty if I don't fight you 7 days a week. I'm just throwing everything I got against you. And you will fail, you will fall.
Our feature presentation.
What happened to me is not scientifically possible.
Oh, no.
Why?
Details?
Why?
Maybe.
Why do you share so much about the volume
there are times that
of the vomit?
There are times that it doesn't make sense.
Right. But
it's not possible.
But that's
a heavy weight to bear, Bean.
Right, but that,
so I'd like to spread it around.
I don't like heavy weight or spread it around in this combo.
I don't either. That should have been between you and your toilet. There's no reason that had to spread to the rest of
my
us.
My toilet tried to tap out about halfway through, and I would not accept its resignation.
Look,
it was not fun.
We all believed you were sick. No one was asking for any kind of proof or
any kind of
details.
I need somebody to help me carry the load.
Oh, enough with that. Good
did you
God.
Have? Did you have to move?
I will. It's a teardown now.
You can never use that bathroom again.
I will tell you this though, Bean. There are a certain amount of people. By the way, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, May 10th. There are a couple of big group of people who believe Bean when he says I'm in Vegas.
Right.
Pretty big group.
Mm-hmm.
I hear from all those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's Vegas? You know that's a joke, right?
They've got to look at the calendar too.
Right?
Yeah,
EDC
you'll be there next
coming
weekend.
Up. You'll
exactly.
be there later.
Not exactly. this weekend.
Right. See?
So,
don't be.
I can't believe I'm going to ask this question.
Yeah,
because
I really
don't want to know. So, if all the food is already done,
right, that's my question.
Then what?
Because all the food is the first, 4 hours.
3 times, yeah. So then are we dealing with just stomach lining? Or are you
honestly,
picking up your heart?
Know.
Or what's happening?
I don't know. I weigh 176 pounds. It's the first time I've been under 180 for 15 years.
Wow.
And
you literally lost how much while you were out?
I think about 9 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We've got vomit!
Whoa.
And do you think you're still contagious?
No.
Oh. I mean,
you do not
good.
Want this. You don't want that.
We discussed yesterday, Dave, mm-hmm. Christine and I.
You don't.
Maybe you swab your mouth.
You don't.
Put it in a Petri dish. And then when we have 5 days to really let go of some stuff,
right.
that's going to kickstart our diets.
But how is it possible to let go of more than you weigh?
It looks like we're going to get a reversal. Oh, no. We've got vomit.
Where's Bill Nye, the science guy, when you need him?
Right. You must have been so dehydrated.
I was. Terribly, yes.
I will say, though, that I have heard from many people who have babies that they're able to poop their own body weight. And that's another, scientific mystery.
Yeah, that's my question. How is it possible? How is it humanly possible after, let's say, the 100th time
mm-hmm.
throwing up?
Right.
The 101.
Good God.
Is that a thing?
101?
Wow. Is still bringing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
How?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And
my
why?
God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Right?
So it's just a bug.
Yes, a stomach bug.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically if it's anything that involves throwing up and,
right.
and the other end. It's
so
just,
it was both ends.
It was both, yeah.
Okay. So on the toilet with the trash can in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been
using
able to, both at the same time
of
once?
Of course.
Woo!
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Nice.
Have you been able to narrow down to what you might have eaten? Was it
no.
something at the Galaxy game, maybe?
I don't know. Well, I don't think so.
That was your
stomach,
last. That was,
yeah,
that was your last time
bugs
out.
Aren't what
they're
you
not food?
Ate.
Oh, they're not.
No, that's food poisoning.
I don't know, though. I talked to one doctor who said food poisoning can last 3 to 7 days.
Oh, come
did you guys know
on.
That?
No.
I thought it was like a 24-hour thing if it was food poisoning.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
My daughter and I eat the exact same thing on Sunday night, which is odd.
Yeah.
But not, she's fine.
Yeah.
You really vomited a lot.
I mean,
like, immediately.
It was something. I mean, I'd go back to bed, 12, 13 minutes, jump right back up. Wow. About, spent probably 6 hours just laying on the floor in the bathroom. Why even get back up?
I'm See? Just, now you're questioning the puke right bucket. I wish she had a puke bucket. We discussed that when you were gone.
I don't,
A family should have a puke bucket.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed that conversation.
You're
well,
all right.
You also
you're
miss poo
it.
Knife. We'll discuss that with you off the air, but families Bean, also have a poo knife.
Bean, did you know that families have a poo knife?
No! What the hell is a poo knife?
You missed a lot.
That's a poo knife.
That is for people with weak water pressure in their toilets.
Oh.
And it's a thing. Bean, I had
stop.
Never.
I'd stop. Ne- no, seriously, stop.
Let me just say this. I'd never heard of it before either, and it wasn't, and it wasn't just one.
It's called a plunger, kids. Look into it.
Well,
it's called a plunger.
You got to get it in lower
pieces. Okay.
Okay.
This is the worst start to any show ever.
It really is.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I am not listening to this.
Why would anyone?
I've got a... Is Big Boy still on? Give me something.
That's a thing, though.
Oh,
I mean, as revolting as it is, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And we heard from a lot of people.
No, that's enough. I got it. Okay. I got it. That's enough. Right. That's enough.
A lot of people.
Okay. May I change topics, please?
Sure.
Do we have time for the thing?
Sure.
All right. I love this thing. We didn't get to it a few days ago when it happened. Shaquille O'Neal has been on fire lately. I don't know if you guys ever watched this Inside the NBA show they do during the playoffs. But there's a clip out today of him and Charles Barkley getting into what looked like a fight that was almost going to go to physical. They were screaming at each other so much. I thought I wouldn't play that because that would be a hard thing for people to hear at this time of day. I didn't realize how much better it would be than what they were hearing at this time of day.
It would be a sweet relief.
But here's one from a few nights ago where Shaq gets into a conversation with Kenny Smith, one of the co-hosts on the Inside the NBA program. And Kenny's talking about how there's this new car that he wants, but it costs too much to fill up the gas tank. He doesn't really want to spend that much on gas. And Shaq does some math. And you know how much we love math on this show. And I think you're going to love his reasoning here.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said...
When it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I'll have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put $20. Then when it get back to half, you put $20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting $20 in, and it'll be cool. $80,
Kenny,
the same amount of gas.
Kenny, I'm driving the same
amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks.
All right, so what's Shaq's problem here?
He doesn't understand half of $80.
Well, that's part of it, yes. It's not $20, Shaq. His problem here seems to be he thinks you won't spend as much money on gas if you stop more frequently. If you buy it in smaller increments, somehow you're driving less and using less gas.
If we could give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe he just means it'll spread out the pain
misery.
Of paying, the misery of paying, because you're only paying, you're not paying the full amount each time.
You never have to part with more than a 20.
Or 40, really.
You think what he's going for here?
I think.
All right, let's see him bring it home.
Don't even try.
You're telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay 80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay 20.
No,
it won't get to half by...
I love, by the way...
Wow.
This is instead of... commentary on the NBA playoffs. Yeah,
well, that's
right,
Shaq.
But if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40,
again.
20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
It's going to be 20.
Not half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying, okay?
So if I, every day, if I did, if I did.
No, you ain't going to have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
I'm not playing.
Don't play me right now.
All, All I know is we need Shaq on to describe how the lottery works.
Right?
Need him to tell us the odds based on how many tickets you buy. I think Shaq is our man. Finally, we found a math expert. We can believe it.
We've all been there, too, where we just assume that we're correct. And when other people say something else, you just go, no, no, no. Listen, listen.
Right.
He has no idea he's been wrong now about 15 times in a minute.
Wow.
Exactly. Like a wise man once said, like breakdancing and knife throwing, math is most entertaining when performed by those who don't know what they're doing.
All right. Ooh. Then we're most entertaining, I guess.
Exactly.
It's the takeaway. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Do we? Come on. No.
Right?
No.
Allie, why are you fighting? How come you're fighting with birds?
God damn it.
I've seen Instagram stories now for a month.
Oh, yes, longer? This year. I didn't have Instagram last year when this all went down. This is insanity, what I'm going through as a human, as a person on Earth.
Okay.
And all you people saying, oh, why don't you love nature? F you. Nature is 24/7. It sounds like I live in an aviary. God damn it, I'm mad.
She's got some loud, loud birds. And if you want to see somebody just melting, go to Allie McKay and her Instagram because it's quite fun.
It's real sad.
We are going to talk to Chewbacca today. How about that?
I'm very excited.
Me too.
I can't even imagine. I have so many questions for this dude. How does one even audition to be Chewbacca?
That's what I'm saying. By the way.
I already said that.
By the way.
He sent in a videotape, Bean. Hey, you're wearing what?
I'm wearing Chewbacca earrings.
Hey, right, he's yours then.
All right. Just in case. No? Are you calling dibs?
No, I'm just saying, I'm wearing Chewbacca earrings.
Somebody's moving to Finland.
Pretty cool, you guys.
Will Wheaton talks to us about the Big Bang Theory season finale.
Who?
Will Wheaton.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's the only acceptable way to say his name.
Terrible gift you gave your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, mugs.
Mugs gave
us... what?
I mean, really. Don't we start most stories with mugs? Dr. Drew on the show today, like we do on Thursdays. And we've got your Weenie Roast tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party. So we'll do all that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening now. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
By the way, more chances for you to win. Tickets to join us Saturday at the StubHub. We're talking about the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast. We'll give you chances to call in. Plus, Beer Mug is taking the Kevin and Bean Janky van out to Ontario Mills today. We'll let you know when he gets in location if you want to swing on by and get him in person. We'll also have a bunch of other stuff to give away as well. That's all coming up on K-Rock. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
Well, we found out yesterday that a friend of the show, Kat Von D, is pregnant for the first time, her first baby, and her brand new husband. They're very excited. New baby, just born. Congratulations to Miranda Kerr.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a little girl and named her Heart. That is with her husband, Evan Spiegel. They tied the knot in May of 2017. She already has a 7-year-old, Flynn, with Orlando Bloom. So congratulations to them.
How do we feel about the name Heart?
It's spelled H-A-R-T, which apparently was the name of her grandfather, which I kind of respect.
Yeah, I guess if it's a family name.
Yeah.
Anything's game, I think, if it's a family name.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, nope.
Like Apple, that was a family name.
I don't judge.
No?
It was just the first thing they looked at when they were trying to pick out names.
Right? Baby was delivered. She looked over at the table.
Apple. Done.
Glass. George Glass. That's a little Jan Brady, everybody, if you want to Google that. Thank you. The reason I bring this up is because, of course, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
We all have moms.
Yes.
I mean, some have passed. Some, I believe Chip said, rage quit parenthood. So that's her mom's story. But, I mean, some of us have moms that we really love, and it's a wonderful thing. Did you know that Mother's Day is the third most popular card-buying holiday? 162 million cards sold.
It's not surprising, but what is surprising to me is that you could be in a store and you could see 100 million cards and none of them are good. How is that possible?
Some are real cheesy.
I mean, yeah. Really bad.
Yeah. But it does make sense that it's the third most popular because everyone's sisters, aunts, everything. However, I thought this was interesting. Among Hispanics, Mother's Day is the single biggest card day of the year.
Wow.
Why do Hispanics love their moms more?
I don't know, but they do.
Right? I think They do.
What's it for the rest of us? Valentine's Day, number one?
Christmas. Okay. Yeah. Christmas. I guess, but I feel like people just don't send cards anymore, which is very sad. But by the way, consumers spend about $172 on average for their moms. Most people buy flowers. Others, 36% of shoppers, buy their mom jewelry. Interesting.
Jewelry.
I'm not buying my mom jewelry.
I can see that if you get your mom a necklace or earrings or something like that. I can see that. You know what she likes.
I guess. But when it comes to, like, style or anything like that, I feel like maybe I'm not the one to make that judgment.
That's probably a good call. But maybe jewelry that has, like, a child's birthstone, that type of thing. That's a good Mother's Day gift.
Bean's been saving money forever.
Has he?
Yeah,
And great news for Kevin. Maybe not right now. Give it a few days. But good news, because Taco Bell's Naked Chicken Chalupa is coming back. You may remember back in January of 2017, they launched it as a limited offering. It's a taco made with a hard shell of fried chicken instead of tortilla. The shell is chicken.
Yummy. Chalupa!
Chalupa!
Well, now Taco Bell has announced they are bringing back the Naked Chicken Chalupa as a new, spicier, quote, wilder naked chicken chalupa. What?
I mean, once it's naked, how wild can it be?
That's what I'm... What?
Huh?
Agreed. You were not here yesterday,
right,
Kevin, when Bean started the show with news that everything's brighter, food tastes better.
Oh.
I mean, things are just going Bean's way. Yeah, and it was because Taylor Swift and Katy Perry seemed to have mended a relationship.
You want to know what I thought instantly when I saw that on Instagram or something else? I was like, that's unfortunate.
Oh, no. No. Well, apparently, yeah, they had been fighting for years. It had to do with dancers that were poached, then guys, and all sorts of weird stuff. However, Taylor opened up her Tuesday night Reputation World Tour at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Have you heard all about it, Bean?
Oh, yeah. That's all I've been doing.
I'm sure.
I can't believe how much stuff is out there on it.
It's the place to be if you like snakes. Apparently, there are snakes all over the stage, all during the show. And Taylor told the crowd, someone called me a snake on social media, and it caught on. I wanted to send a message to you guys that if someone uses name-calling to bully you on social media, and even if a lot of people jump on board with it, it doesn't have to defeat you. It can strengthen you instead. That was that. Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's not Katie, but yeah. She's holding on to that grudge for sure.
Right. Good Lord. Apparently 24 songs in the set. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, a lot of Taylor. Two hours and 20 minutes. A
lot of Taylor.
Goes on at 8:40, gets off at 11.
Oh.
Somebody should check the snakes.
Real
right?
deep dive. In, what?
Somebody should check the snakes. Make sure they're healthy. Spending all that time on stage with Taylor Swift.
These are... I don't believe real snakes.
No, they're not.
So they're good then? Yeah,
they are props. Fine.
Props.
Do they need to be checked? No.
Probably not. I mean, check to see if they're working, like if they're lights or something.
I see.
Yeah, no. Kevin, I see where you're going
Thank
with that.
You.
Holy crap. Right. Hey guys, the birthday is for you. SNL's Kenan Thompson, U2 singer Bono, and rapper Young MC. Hit it!
Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance. But then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
That holds up, you guys.
One of the greatest
really
songs ever.
Does.
That holds up.
Absolutely.
It's so dumb, but I love it so much.
I don't know where you got dumb from that. That is a banger. That's what's happening.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Allie, so we don't embarrass ourselves, how do we say Jonas's last name?
Suotomo.
Suotomo.
I thought it was Suomoto.
Suotomo. Well, he's not Japanese.
He is
correct.
Not. He's Finnish.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Suotomo.
All right. Suotomo.
Suotomo. Jonas Suotomo.
Jonas Suotomo. He is the new Chewbacca in the Han Solo Star Wars movie.
I hope I'm right.
Same.
I hope you're right. I'm very, very excited about that. I'll tell you who would love that interview is our friend Will Wheaton. He's on the phone. Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
We got the new Chewbacca coming in next hour. Do you know him? Do you know Jonas Suotamo?
As long as you have no follow-up questions, yes, we're very close.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Last time we had Will Wheaton on, it was such a fun interview because we talked about his appearances on K-Rock as a guest back in the 80s. We talked all about our mutual love of Oingo Boingo, if you recall, and also how Kevin Abeen came to his parents' house for a celebrity refrigerator back in 1990, which still blows my mind. But it's great to have you on. How you been?
Oh, you guys were so old.
Right?
So you're telling us.
What is this?
It's great to talk to you. I've been up for hours talking to radio stations on the East Coast. And can I just tell you, it is so good to come home to K-Rock.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice. Now, what's this? Before we get into your appearance on the season 11 finale of Big Bang Theory tonight, which we're very excited about, what's this I hear about the Battle Royale you and Hardwick have going on over the GIF?
Chris Hardwick has been my best friend since we lived together when we were freshmen in college, and I love him. He is one of my favorite people in the world. I am so thrilled and proud of all of his success, and he is absolutely, fundamentally, super, completely Dick Cheney wrong about the pronunciation of GIF. He says it is pronounced GIF.
Wow, you're throwing in Dick Cheney. This is some serious shade going on.
This is crazy.
But I thought that this wasn't. Look, I had followed the struggle in the media for years as well, Will, but I thought that it was definitively settled by the only man who's allowed to make up what it is, and that's the guy who invented it. Didn't he come out years ago and say it is GIF with the soft J?
You know, he absolutely did, and this is one of the reasons that Chris breaks my heart. Because he has really just attached, he has attached everything that he believes in the world to a lie.
Wow.
And it breaks my heart. It is, of course, GIF. It's always been GIF. I think it is one of the great, great philosophical arguments of our time. You have Plato's analogy of the cave, and then you have the GIF debate.
Will, are you going to be able to come together on this, or is your relationship ruined?
Oh, don't say that.
Listen, our relationship transcends how long he is.
Well done.
That's a good way to put it. All right. How many times you been on the Big Bang Theory? It's got to be like 15 or 20 over the years, right, Will?
23. Can you believe
what?
That?
Gosh.
And how many of them do Sheldon hate you?
Probably like eight or nine, I think.
Yeah, you turned it around. So it is a very special...
We worked it out. We came together on our mutual understanding of the proper pronunciation of Jeff.
No, you didn't.
Well done. Well played.
It is a very special episode tonight. It's the Sheldon and Amy wedding that we've been building up to all season long. And you are just one of many special faces we'll see on the Big Bang Theory tonight. Tell me about being in that room with all those people at the wedding. I'll let you choose who you want to mention.
I couldn't believe it. The whole time I was on the set, I was texting Mayim Bialik, who was across the room from me, and saying, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is real. So Brian Posehn is there as Bert. Jerry O'Connell is there as Sheldon's older brother, George. Lori Metcalf is there as his mother, Mary. My friend Courtney is there as his sister, Missy. And then Kathy Bates and Teller play Amy's parents. And because I can't even believe this is the world I get to live in, Mark freaking Hamill is also there at the wedding.
Unbelievable.
And, It
was mind blowing. If you told little kid me that someday he's going to get to work with Mark Hamill on the Big Bang Theory, he would be like, "What is the Big Bang Theory?" It was absolutely, absolutely amazing.
He would say, "What's the Big Bang Theory?" And Jim.
You're so worried about working with and meeting your heroes, right? I mean, I'm sure that you guys have interviewed somebody who you thought was rad.
Of course.
And, like, they come on the show, and then it turns out, like, wow, they kind of suck. That's a bummer.
Either that or we kind of suck.
Bummed. Right? Because you're just like, right. Oh, man, now, like, I don't know if I can watch it. And I was so nervous. Mark Hamill is 100% exactly as awesome as you want him to be. He's exactly
that's so good
the kind
to hear.
Of person you want him to be. And he was just great.
There's nothing Mark Hamill hasn't heard from Star Wars fans over the years, but I wondered, Will, if there was anything that you had in your back pocket you have been dying to ask Luke Skywalker since you were a little kid and you had the chance to.
You know, I actually didn't talk to him about Star Wars that much. What I mostly talked to him about was being the Joker in the Batman animated series, because I work a lot as a voice actor, and we were talking about how weird it is that we never worked together as voice actors.
Yeah.
We work with all the same directors. We work on a lot of the same shows. We've just never been in the booth together. And I just wanted to talk to him about that. And then I wanted to talk to him about his performance in the audiobook for World War Z. Because I think it's one of the great audiobook performances of all time. And Mark Hamill said to me, he was like, man, I can't believe you do so many audiobooks. That is the hardest work. I can't believe how good you are at doing it. And I was like, okay, there's a lot for me to unpack here. Mark Hamill knows who I am. Mark Hamill knows what my work is. Mark Hamill has listened to my work. And Mark Hamill thinks my work doesn't suck. And I was like, I just need to go lie down for a while.
Do you think Mark Hamill right now is telling somebody, Will Wheaton is exactly as great as you would expect?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so. And I just want to say, Mark, I'm sorry that you're awake so early on a weekday.
Big Bang Theory season 11 finale airs tonight, 8 o'clock, Channel 2, CBS. Will, always a pleasure, always a treat to have you on the program. You're welcome anytime, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. It's great to talk to you. And, Bean, I really appreciated the message you sent out to me on Twitter last week. That meant a lot. Thanks, buddy.
And in return, too. Stay well, my friend.
All right.
Bye now. And Allie McKay is here with what's happening.
What is happening with Princess Cruises and the original cast of The Love Boat? They're getting an honorary star plaque on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning in front of the Dolby Theater. What's an honorary star plaque?
I've never heard of that. What's a star plaque?
Is it not a star? It's just here's a plaque of a star?
This is what I...
Sounds like the one you would buy in the gift shop down on Hollywood Boulevard is what it sounds like to take home to your house.
This is what it would look like if you had a star.
Right. So they're not getting the actual star, just a replica of what could be your star at a later date. But just for right now, you're getting a plaque.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. However, I do know this. Captain Steubing, Vicky, Isaac, Doc, Julie, and Gopher are all on board for the ceremony. See, it's love. Anyway, the show started.
My issue is that we wake up to this monstrosity.
Right?
I think you're right, ma'am.
Same.
And I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening today?
I'm back. It's spreading.
Is that it? My God.
Sorry.
You might be right. Oh, goodness gracious. The show, by the way, began just over 40 years ago.
Wow.
That's interesting. Why now?
Why now?
Plaque.
I don't know. I don't understand anything about this story.
Me neither. I'm
stunned that so many of the cast members are still alive from that show.
Yeah. I wonder how old Captain Steubing is.
Because he was old when the show was on.
He seemed gray back then.
Yeah.
He's like 130 now.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Trying to rush the plaque through. We don't have time for a star. Put it on a plaque.
God. Awful.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's an old
show. The Love Boat?
Love Boat's an old show. 70s.
Yeah, I feel like you should know that. You guys, Netflix ordered a new comedy series starring Ricky Gervais.
All right.
He's going to be playing a recent widower, formerly a nice guy, who decides to say and do whatever he feels like now that his wife is gone. That seems like something. Like your wife is finally gone so you can be an a-hole? All right.
That sounds funny. He could pull that off.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys look forward to? Like when your wife is gone, you can just be the a-hole that you are?
I don't really think you ever considered that.
Boy, when my wife is dead. can't wait.
That's not a thing that goes through your mind.
Okay, see, I don't know how relationships work.
Not that way.
Okay, got it. By the way, CBS has picked up two series for the fall, one from Cedric the Entertainer and another from Damon Wayans Jr. Cedric's comedy is called Welcome to the Neighborhood. It's reportedly about the nicest guy in the Midwest who moves his family into a tough neighborhood in L.A. where not everyone appreciates his extreme neighborliness. And then the Damon Wayans project, Damon Wayans Jr. project, is about a 30-something couple who, they're tired of their mundane life. They're boring. So they try to reconnect with their younger, cooler selves when a young pop star moves into their neighborhood.
Okay.
Right. I love Damon Wayans Jr. so much.
But this doesn't sound great.
Come on!
Hey, are you guys, speaking of Cedric the Entertainer, who's very funny, by the way, are you guys, or have you checked out The Last OG?
I'm not.
What's that?
That is the Tracy Morgan show.
I don't even know what that is.
I did. I watched the first three with Tiffany Haddish.
It's very, very funny, don't you think?
No idea that's what it was called.
Yeah, that is The Last OG. Funny.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan is awesome in it. Tiffany Haddish is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's got a great cast, and Cedric the Entertainer plays the guy who runs the homeless shelter where Tracy's living, and he's hilarious on that, too, so I'm glad he's working more. Kevin, you would like it. You would like The Last OG very much. It's very funny.
Where is it?
TBS,
I think,
TNT?
Yeah.
TBS?
I think it's TBS, yeah.
One of those.
Okay.
Are they the same company?
Don't know,
but they're both Turner Broadcasting, yeah.
Sure, 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 guys. It's been a rough one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Kevin, you may have to go home, right?
Seriously, it is catching. Guys, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
What?
Yeah, I know. What do you think? The list, top 10, even though there are only 9 here. What is wrong with this whole thing?
Bad top 10 list.
Hottest moms on TV. Who are the hottest moms on
this
television?
This again? It's always Sofia Vergara.
Yeah,
of course. Yes.
Always.
Number one.
Modern Family, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Who else?
Roseanne.
That was weird. I enjoyed it, and it was creepy that both of you at the same time. Nope, not Roseanne.
Why do we never remember? Every year we do this list, and
Marge
we never
Simpson.
Marge is not on here. These are hottest moms.
Hottest moms.
Hottest
moms. What about the Julie from?
Fifth?
Yes.
Julie Bowen.
Bowen.
Modern
Bowen,
Family.
Yes.
Yes, she comes in at number 8.
All right.
All right, so as long as the answer is an actress on Modern Family, we're pretty good.
We only have 2.
Beyond that,
not so
much. Louis Anderson.
Baskets is not on there, but God, do I love that show. Christine Baskets. She is a delight. You want me to just tell
just
you?
Go ahead.
All right.
Could you?
Yeah. Coming in at number 9, because there's no 10 on this list, Dianaris from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
All right. Claire Dunphy, Julie Bowen, Modern Family. Joan Holloway, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Mm.
This one, okay. Nancy Botwin.
Yo, sure.
Weeds.
Sure.
Oh, so these are all time. These aren't current shows. Okay. That confused me.
That threw us both off.
Oh, did it?
I thought they were currently on
Same.
TV. You're talking about all-timers. Okay.
Oh, okay. Then who would you say?
Mrs. Cunningham, obviously.
Again.
From TV's
hottest.
Happy Days? Hot?
Hottest. Marion is not on this list.
All right, just read the list.
All right. Lorelai Gilmore comes in at number 5. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
Sure.
Gabrielle Solis, Eva Longoria's character on Desperate Housewives, comes in at 4. Nikki Sanders from Heroes, Ali Larder. Number 2. Come on, guys. Becky.
With the good hair.
From Full and Fuller House. Lori Loughlin.
All right.
Okay. All
Listen,
right.
we're going to scrap this whole thing.
I feel like we should have gotten some of those.
Move on. Birthdays for you. SNL's Kenan Thompson, actress Odette Annabelle, rapper Young MC, and I don't remember the last time he was on What Happened, but I feel like something when Bono was on.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can
see the world's biggest band.
Yeah. You hung up on Bono.
I mean, he was done.
He was in mid
He said,
sentence.
See you, Kevin, see you, B. And then he hung up. He didn't even hear.
Nope.
I think.
Oh, Kevin, God damn it. U2 singer Bono. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Stand by for your chance to win tickets to join us Saturday at the 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast, StubHub Center with Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against 30 Heads, and so much more. We got tickets you can win on the air today by calling us, and also Beer Mug is almost in location. He'll check in with us when he gets there down at Ontario Mills. Every day this week, Kevin, we've been sending mugs out to a different place in Southern California. And he's bringing all sorts of prizes, including Weenie Roast tickets, including the replicas of the Janky Kevin and Bean Band,
too. Oh, those little toys are so cool.
That's a very popular item.
Yeah.
So when Muggs is in location, we know exactly where he is in Ontario. We will check in with him first, though.
This is actual audio from Allie's Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not sound effects.
That's you at your house.
That's me on my couch.
On your couch?
Mm-hmm.
Inside?
Inside my home.
That's recorded from inside on your couch. That's not walking from the car to your apartment.
That is from my couch.
Okay,
you guys.
All right. And how many birds do you own there at the house?
Again.
What, do you got a bunch of cages just ringing the room or what?
Again, this is just me on my couch
hearing
birds outside. I don't own any birds.
Own them.
Oh, I thought that was your collection of parakeets.
No.
Here's some of her Instagram story.
You guys hear that? It's constant. It's like 5 a.m. till about 9 p.m. It's like living in a Disney movie that you just want to end.
I mean, I was losing it at that point because let me just tell you, it started last spring is when I really noticed it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, all the leaves are coming back. They're going to make nests. I get it.
Sure.
I get it, birds.
You're
but
here
then it just continued.
Yeah.
And then about, I would say, probably a month ago, I was like, this isn't stopping. It is when I get up at 3:45 a.m., mm-hmm. I can hear them. They usually wind down around 9:30 at night.
Okay.
But I'm not positive they do because I have to turn my fan on and use a white noise machine just to get to sleep.
But I'm confused by a thing. You've lived in this same neighborhood for years.
Yes.
Are you saying that the birds this year are completely different and way louder than previous years?
Absolutely. I don't know what is going on. But last week I was just defeated to the point where I welcomed the dulcet tones of a gardener.
Motherfuckers still going. Oh, wait. Now I've got a gardener. Okay, that's better. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
better than anything?
He had a leaf blower, and I was like, oh, that sounds so good! So I am posting these on my Instagram stories, and people are like, why do you hate nature? I don't hate nature. I just hate that nature is so loud.
It's aggressive with
it
you.
It is aggressive. And then I decided, okay, you know what? I'm just going to move to the back of the house. The birds can't be back there.
I moved to my back bedroom to get away from the birds. They're everywhere.
You can hear those effers in that tape. I mean, they are everywhere.
I mean, do you not think that a bird is going to make that a bird is outside your window just like it's outside your living room?
I don't know. Okay. I just thought maybe there was enough room.
I see.
There really wasn't. But I'm getting great ideas from listeners. Burn your house down. That was a good idea.
That's a good idea.
You need to rent Steel Magnolias immediately. And I remember the scene because the dad wanted the birds that were near the house not to disrupt his daughter's wedding.
Okay.
So he would shoot off a shotgun every single day to scare the birds.
That may not be the best idea, though.
So shotgun.
Okay.
To all the people that told me to close my windows, what kind of animal is just sitting in their home with all the windows closed? That is insanity. So you people can stop it. However, people have told me to get an owl decoy. You get
an owl decoy.
Yeah, it just looks like an owl.
Mm-hmm.
You either put it in a branch or you can hang it, and birds get freaked out.
Oh,
so
all
I
right.
thought, okay, I'm totally into that. So I posted yesterday a picture of the owl decoy that I ordered.
I'm surprised you didn't order like 10.
Well, I might need to order more after reading people's reviews of the Owl Decoy my Instagram. Everything from, seriously, you're going to be even more mad. People saying that basically that Owl Decoy now mocks them because the birds fight with it. The birds poo all over it. Birds have knocked it out of people's trees. People are like, you're not going to get rid of the birds. They are going to mock you. So I sent a text to Chip because I said, look at what people are saying. This owl is a cuck. Like, he could, like, what is happening? I don't know what's going on, you guys. I might have to move.
You might have to literally move houses.
I can't deal with
it. To an underground bunker somewhere.
It's to the point where a friend came over, and she said to me, as she's listening to birds, she goes, I thought that on your Instagram stories that you jacked up the mic, so it was really loud. She said, this is insanity. Well, thank you. Thank you. And for all of you nature people that are like, ooh, you could be hearing shotguns. No. No. That doesn't make it better.
Here's the good news, though. If you move, guaranteed no birds there.
Oh, birds don't exist forever. I'm going to move.
Right.
Excellent news.
So that's good. All right. Okay. All right. So, Jonas Suomoto.
No.
Nope.
Jonas Suomoto.
Suomoto.
Jonas Suomoto.
Suomoto.
Yes.
Suomoto.
But don't worry, guys. Okay. No one in America can say it.
Okay, so just Jonas is good?
Yes, Jonas is great.
Okay, good.
We're going to need you to change that last name, Jonas. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you saw him, you sort of saw him in Star Wars The Force Awakens as Chewbacca. You saw him as Star Wars The Last Jedi as Chewbacca. And you'll see him again as Chewbacca in the solo A Star Wars Story on May 25th. Jonas S. is here on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock. How are you, Jonas? Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I almost don't know where to begin because we have so many questions. Obviously, like everybody else in the world, we're crazy Star Wars fans. We can't wait to see this new film. I guess I want to start with, how does one even audition to be Chewbacca? It seems like that would be a very difficult role for somebody to get a feel for how good you're going to be playing that character.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of a surprising story because the only thing I did was play basketball for 20 years. And
How tall are you?
I'm 7 feet.
7 feet tall.
Okay.
All right. So who knew? How did you get contacted? How did this whole thing happen?
Well, they were pretty desperate to find someone to come help out Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
He had to get his knee rebuilt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And Force Awakens, they were casting all over the world. Couldn't find it. I even saw a Facebook ad for the role.
Really?
And didn't do anything about it. Thought I was too short.
Well done.
Because they were looking for 7'3".
You thought you were too short.
Yeah. So 4 months pass, and they call me from the Finnish Basketball Association. Hey, Jonas, we saw that we've known you for a long time for playing in the youth national team. You seem like a fun guy. They are casting, they're looking for this 7-footer with blue eyes. The requirements had come down at that point. Are you interested? It's a big budget Hollywood film. We don't know which one.
We don't know which one.
Yeah, they hadn't been told. So it was basically just they were being messengers.
Now, was somebody in the Finnish national basketball team being contacted by somebody from Star Wars?
Yes, yes. Nina Gold's casting agency had contacted the
older, about you.
Anyone. Any blue-eyed, because they were looking for Scandinavians, because mm-hmm. we have a higher probability for blue eyes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they contacted the Volleyball Association of Sweden and the Minigolf Association of Norway.
I'm sorry.
No. Jonas, had you done any acting, or was that not even required for this role?
I think the expectations were pretty low for to find a 7-footer with blue eyes and also the ability to act. Thankfully, I had done high school plays. I'd always wanted to be an actor. But I was discouraged from pursuing that in college because I walked into the I played college Penn State basketball. I played basketball.
If you're 7 feet,
not a lot of roles.
You get forced into playing basketball,
exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
Exactly. But nowadays, I just say, aha. I told you so.
You showed them. Here's my thing, though. I've got to think, okay, you're excellent at basketball. You've done that. Now you're Chewbacca. Like, what about all those other, like, 7-foot dudes that aren't good at basketball? You basically stole their role. You had basketball. Why are you a dick?
Why are you coming at him like that?
Yeah, it feels. I feel
attacked.
I feel attacked.
It's aggressive. It's aggressive.
So Jonas, so once you're in touch with the Star Wars folks, then they fly you somewhere for an audition in the costume, I imagine.
They just send me to London a couple of times, first to measure me up, see if all the dimensions match.
At that point, did you know what movie?
When I walked in, they were building. They had a Darth Vader poster and a Chewbacca head on the table. So I was pretty excited about that. And my fear levels tenfold
skyrocketed.
Tell
us about your. Did you love Star Wars? I assume
I've always loved Star Wars. It was my favorite. One of my favorite movies was Star Wars, Indiana Jones, all that stuff. My dad showed it on VHS tapes.
So you had to think, this is insane. I'm actually might be in a Star Wars movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So eventually.
And what do they have you? What do they have you do for the audition? Once they've measured you for the suit and you're in it, then you do some sort of screen test, I imagine, with other actors, right?
I did. I played a caveman who gets shot in the knee with an arrow, and I was teaching high school gymnastics for girls at my old high school. So I was doing. I was at a lowest of the low in my life.
Wow.
And, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
No, it was fun times. One day I stayed behind. After classes and filmed my audition tape, which somebody's going to show someday.
At some point,
how is it
come
not out?
Out right?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I stripped down to my shorts and just played this caveman who gets attacked by this invisible alien.
Yeah, we're going to need to see that
immediately.
So,
that's basically it.
Jonas Osuotimo in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is, of course, Chewbacca in Solo, A Star Wars Story, in theaters everywhere Friday, May 25th. So the famous trailer that we see for A Force Awakens, Chewie, we're home. That's you.
Let's talk about Solo.
because they were sharing. Yeah, in Force Awakens.
So we don't know. Okay.
So yeah, we tend to not discuss the who played what.
Yeah. Let's talk about Solo, because this is you, Solo. This is you, and it's young Chewie, and we get to see the relationship with you and Han, and how beautiful and how it began.
Exactly.
I'm gonna cry right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
All right, we need to take a break. Unfortunately.
Oh no.
Jonas S. is here, and we'll take a break. When we come back, I want you to tell us about Chewbacca Camp.
I will.
With Peter Mayhew, because that sounds fantastic. Jonas Suotamo.
What is Suotamo?
Perfect.
He said perfect for all four.
He said perfect. Just stop saying it, and let's move on.
He is an actor in a little film called Solo, A Star Wars Story, in theaters everywhere on Friday, May 25th. Oh, the character he plays is called Chewbacca, ladies and gentlemen. Only Chewbacca. Now you don't make the sounds of Chewbacca, do you, Jonas?
So no.
That's a yes. I try to make the sound just to show off, basically, and they do their best to delete all my sounds and replace it with bear sounds.
How did they make that sound?
I think it's just that they starve a bear for a couple of days and then record its voices. I think it's they found these bears and the Skywalker sound team go and do their magic.
Wow, that's crazy.
But on the set, though, when you're having a conversation with Han Solo, though, do you just say nothing, or do you say something as a placeholder that they then remove?
Well, it's basically Wookiee English. I say the lines in this movie because Chewbacca has quite a few lines. They wrote all the dialogue in the script.
Oh,
so I say, I'm hungry.
I know there's a lot you can't say, and of course that's fine because we're going to just be blown away when we see it in the theaters. But let's talk about some of the actors in this movie, and you tell me your impressions of them. How about Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo? What do you think?
He's the library for movie trivia. He knows every movie detail.
Is that right?
Never was.
Is he a big movie quoter?
He's a big movie trivia guy, and
okay.
A big history. He reads all these books about the old directors and great movies.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
By the way, let's talk about pressure. I mean, you had enough pressure following the great Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca. Imagine what it's like for Alden to go in the footsteps of Harrison freaking Ford.
That was one of the things that we were talking about the most, and we shared like the awesome, like we felt the when I saw him coming through the door dressed in Han Solo gear. I was like, wow, you're Han Solo. And when he saw me do a scene or something, he was like, wow, you're really good at that.
That's so funny. All of you are thinking pretty much the same thing.
It was pretty, it was pretty, how should I say, self-indulgent, but it was also like genuine amazement.
Of course.
That's magical.
Tell us, when you got the gig, you had what you called Chewbacca camp with Peter Mayhew.
Oh, yeah.
Explain what that is.
I mean, that was a week of... It was like basically being at college and scouting for the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I was watching the tapes of Peter playing because his family was very helpful, and they prepared these clips of the old movie, and we watched. And
were breaking down tape.
We were breaking down and analyzing Chewbacca's step back and putbacks and everything.
So he was teaching you like how to turn your head and look and all the Chewbacca moves.
Exactly, starting from the posture and the arms, how they move, how relaxed and how heavy they are, and
now,
how to portray that.
Do you portray it any different because you're playing Chewbacca so much younger?
Now, there are scenes that I was thinking about that in this film. Mm-hmm. And
do you have a massive fight scene with anyone?
Perhaps. And definitely that was a thing that I thought about, that Chewbacca is... I've always wondered, because they always talk about the mighty Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
Jabba and everyone in the original trilogy talks about it. So I wanted to, this movie was very, I kept that in mind.
Right.
But I have yet to see the movie, so I don't know how well I did.
You haven't seen it yet.
No.
Tonight,
wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, they made a Millennium Falcon on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh.
You guys, everything's so good right now.
and Jonas, you also had to be comfortable with being the first officer of the Millennium Falcon. Either you had to do all the flying, a lot of the flying stuff and assistance, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
And was that tough for you to keep all that straight? All those, you know, bells and whistles and knobs and levers and pulleys.
I mean, it's always it's a joy flying the Millennium Falcon. And I have to say,
I was going to say, you guys know he's not really flying.
Well, yes, he is.
Okay, sorry.
Actually, I might say the technology has improved so much from Force Awakens. And now we're flying. We have this curved screen, like a projecting movie theater before us, and we can the Falcon rig moves.
Oh. That's
so
pretty sweet.
It's really close to flying, and I think it's going to make this movie feel a lot more, you know, a lot more visceral.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be like the Star Tours ride, right?
I think so, yeah.
Only much better.
All right, a couple other people I want to ask you about, because, again, you're the first contact we've had from the set of the film. Donald Glover, one of America's most fascinating people right now. Did you get to spend much time with Lando Calrissian?
I was just so starstruck every day.
Yeah.
Every day. But he was awesome. He was also stepping into the shoes of this very smooth, cool guy, Lando Calrissian, and he did it so well. And once again, in his own terms, same as me and Alden are trying to do.
Mm-hmm. That was perfect casting, Donald Glover as Lando, wasn't it?
I agree.
Perfect. Amazing. All
in
right.
The trailer, when he says, everything you've heard about me is true. He's so smooth and good.
All right. One more I have to ask about, Jonas, and that is, we had the pleasure of having him on the show last year, and we're still starstruck by Ron Howard, and you got to work with Ron Howard. Tell me about him as a director.
He is he's the most likable, the most professional, the kind of guy you want to have helming your ship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful to be able to say you've worked with Ron Howard, because you just his movies, like Beautiful Mind, was one of my favorites when I was growing up, and he just brought the big emotions and the guidance to the set.
You can tell when a guy has a lot of depth because he's done so many different types of movies, and he's just one of those guys that just seems like he gets it on so many different levels.
Exactly. And he could say. Let me just say this: like he would. It's hard when you're from making short films myself. It's very hard to say to yourself, oh, I've got this take now. But Ron was able to do that. He knew exactly what he wanted, and he had a very clear picture in his mind because we were moving so fast.
Yeah. And, so as soon as you guys nailed it, he was like, that's it.
Exactly, exactly. Wow. And, yeah.
That's beautiful. How has your light, and of course it's going to get a lot different in the weeks and months and years to come, but so far, how has your life changed being part of the Star Wars universe?
It's been a very gradual thing because Force Awakens, I was kind of on the backstage, and Last Jedi, Chewie was there, but in a very different role, and with the Porgs, of course. But now, I mean, it's constantly evolving, and people recognize me more and more. But so far, I've been able to walk Disney World without anyone really noticing.
Just
and,
wait.
Yeah.
Wait until the 25th.
I kind of love that. I kind of love the fact that I can just walk the streets and not everybody, you know, only those who have gone and Googled me or something will recognize me.
Tell me,
I love that.
Tell me and you went back to high school or college at some point and everybody's sharing what they're doing now and you're just like, you know.
Star Wars. Reunion story.
yeah. I mean, it's. I'm loving that. The Finnish people are very proud of. Yeah, because we're proud of our saunas and we're proud of our hockey team. Even though
said saunas before hockey.
Yeah. We,
unacceptable.
Well, we just lost to Denmark yesterday, I gotta bring in the saunas and everything. I think it's just so great of being. Playing this character and being able to, you know, bring that to the Finnish people that now if our hockey team loses, you know, at least they have saunas and Chewbacca. So.
Put Chewbacca in front of the saunas, for God's sake.
I mean, do it.
We could not be more excited for this movie, Yotus. And Solo, A Star Wars Story is in theaters everywhere on Friday, May 25th. Obviously, everybody knows that. Everybody's already bought their tickets in advance. It's like the biggest ticket presale in movie history already. So it's going to be such a summer for you, man. And we're so delighted to have had the opportunity to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much for having me.
That dude was Chewbacca.
And has anyone been nicer?
How likable was he?
Right?
Yeah, he's delightful. He's a Yonas Suonamo, you guys.
Sure, well done.
I just want to make sure we got the pronunciation right. After he was gone, we finally learned how to say his name.
As he left, he said, bye, camera boy.
Amazing. Hey, you guys, we are giving you a bunch of chances to join us Saturday for the 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast. In fact, in about 5 minutes, we'll tell you how you can win them on the phone. Right now, we'll tell you how you can win them in person. Beer Mug is handing them out at Ontario Mills. He's there at the mall. I think he said by the Rainforest Cafe, if I remember correctly. He's there with the Kevin Mean Janky Band. Stop on by and sign up for a drawing to win tickets to the Weenie Roast and lots of other shows, movie passes, K-Rock shirts, stickers, Kevin Mean Band toys, and more. Ontario Mills right now for the next 45 minutes or so if you want to swing on by and see Mugs and the Band. All right, we'll tell you, you can win those on the phone in a minute. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Thursday.
Well, this is a really interesting story. Arrested Development, fans got a pleasant surprise last week. Netflix released a new remix version of the show's fourth season. You guys know about that, right?
Yep. Yes.
For those that don't.
So excited.
Basically, season four featured a really different structure than previous seasons. Basically, it had to do with the cast's busy schedules. Tough getting everyone there at the same time. So the creator showrunner, Mitch Hurwitz, designed 15 episodes that focused on specific characters or that character's point of view. So incredibly different than what you've seen in the past. But then he decided, oh, I'm going to remix these.
All right.
So the remix version of season four that came out last Friday expands the 12-episode... expands the episode count to 22 and shortens the runtime to 22 minutes, which makes it a lot nicer for a more traditional network length,
sure.
Right? Here's the thing. Hollywood Reporter is saying that actors, including Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Michael Cera, and David Cross, are saying, hey, whoa, with the remix, and asking for added compensation, since the remix version of the season now alters their per-episode fees that they were paid for when the season was initially made.
Come on!
Which makes sense.
It does make sense.
And then when you hear the kicker, The whole remixing experiment wasn't just a gift for fans. It was a request from Fox TV to create 22 more traditional type episodes, which will then be easier for Fox to package into a lucrative syndication deal. Shady mofos! Fox plans to sell the global syndication rights to Arrested Development once Netflix's exclusive window closes. So they're going to make even more money on these episodes without having to pay the cast more.
I bet they're going to end up having to pay the cast more.
I feel like this is not going to end well.
I think it will. I think they'll just end up having to pay them.
Yeah. And then in the future, I guess anytime you have a show, you have to get it written into your contract. Hey, in case you remix this show, that's now going to become a thing, right?
Probably, yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy talk.
I'm just happy that it's happening. I like anything with Arrested Development, I'm in.
Agreed. Agreed.
Come on!
That too. Big movie news yesterday. Did you see it?
What?
Annette Bening joining the cast of Captain Marvel. She's most likely going to be playing Captain Marvel's mom in the film.
Okay.
Interesting.
This was a big deal yesterday. People were like, whoa. No, not so much.
People
in this
were
room.
Like,
what? Whoa. I don't know. Listen, there's not a lot of showbiz news today. I'm just trying to get through life, you guys. What about this? Margot Robbie, very busy woman. Not only will she be starring in the next Harley Quinn movie based on the Birds of Prey comic, but yesterday we kind of had heard rumblings, but we now know that Quentin Tarantino cast her as Sharon Tate in his upcoming movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So she'll be joining Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Now, this film is not going to focus on the Manson family. Instead, it's about 1969, nice, in Hollywood. And it's going to be using the Manson family murders more as a backdrop to the film.
Yeah, that's hot.
Right. Leo is going to play a former Western TV star named Rick Dalton, whose next-door neighbor was Sharon Tate.
Okay.
So it's all making sense
right
now. Brad Pitt is going to be playing Dalton's stunt double in the film, meaning he was his stunt double in Hollywood back in the day.
Right.
What if Brad Pitt was just cast as a stunt double?
That would be hilarious.
He would probably do it.
He would.
Yeah. And I also saw this week, Allie, you probably have this, that Burt Reynolds is in the film also as the man that rents the property to Charles Manson and the Manson family.
This cast.
Cool casting.
Is insane. Burt Reynolds, Kurt Russell, Tim Roth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Him.
Look, Tarantino is a must-see. Even if you don't know anything about the movie or anyone who's in it.
I agree.
Go. He's amazing.
He got such his own style. It's just worth it.
He does, Kevin.
I don't feel like I added to that conversation right there.
Listen, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm having a great time. Not having a real great time. Ariana Grande.
Uh-oh.
What was her name again?
I mean,
I should have warned Chip that I was going to need that.
Ariana Grande?
That, yes. We had literally just said Ariana Grande, and then you repeated
Ariana Grande?
It was bizarre.
That didn't make sense to me either.
I did enjoy it. Her and Mac Miller have called it quits. Kevin, you missed that.
I love that.
It's very sad.
I couldn't love that more.
Explain the fact that it is not indeed the sad trombone sound, but now he has replaced it
I love
with
it.
That.
I love whatever it is.
Do we know yet? Is it a bassoon?
I don't know what that is, but I'm sorry. What was the sad news again, Allie?
Ariana Grande and Mac Miller have called it quits.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Weren't they just like completely making out at Coachella like 2 weeks ago?
Very much in love. But apparently they quietly cut off their relationship after their work schedules just became way too busy, but they are remaining the best of friends. Here's the thing. I really had this soft spot in my heart for Ariana Grande after everything happened in Manchester and the way that she dealt with that. And she was just phenomenal with the way she really, she put herself out there for the city and was just beautiful with the whole thing. And the way that Mac Miller was there for her. It's like, if these two can't make it.
Stop saying that.
I'm going to need a sad bassoon. It's just upsetting. Is all I'm saying.
That's awesome.
So, bummer. I'm sorry to have to report that news. Some birthdays for you. SNL's Kenan Thompson, U2 singer Bono, actress Odette Annable, and rapper Young MC.
Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Yeah!
Right?
Still holds up.
Right?
Amazing. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. If you'd like tickets in the pit and for the Bud Light VIP party, call now, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a game. It would help if you're a Blink-182 fan.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-800-520-1067. Call now. We'll play the game. Weenie Roast is this Saturday.
That's like in 2 days.
Correct. Correct. Craziness. Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, and all the rest. You can buy tickets now at AXS.com. Or you can win them with a little contest we call Blink-180 Bluegrass.
Blink-182 is playing our weenie show. Just identify the song, then you might go, oh. Playing bluegrass versions of a Blink-182 song that you know. Blink-180 Bluegrass, that's the game that's on the air. Blink-180 Bluegrass. You don't care. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, indeed. Unfortunately, there are, for real, bluegrass versions of Blink-182 songs. Now, there's no universe in which anyone needs or wants that.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Correct.
Which is shocking to us. So we're going to play a bluegrass version of a Blink-182 song. All you have to do is identify it by title. And if you're right, you go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party for Saturday's K-Rock Weenie Roast. Who's our first contestant, please?
Joe in Santa Monica. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
We are good. Are you ready for Blink-180 Bluegrass?
Yeah, definitely. All right. First time playing.
All right. Here's your song.
A day late, a buck short. I'm riding out the freeboard. I'm losing and falling. When I move, I'm falling now.
I mean, it's so awful it gets me angry that it exists.
Should we replace Blink with them at the Weenie
No,
Roast?
No,
no.
We
no. Okay. We're not saying
All right.
That.
Joe, what say you? What song is that, please?
I got a few titles in mind. Is that Up All Night?
Mm. I'm sorry, no.
Sorry, that was...
Yeah, we were looking for Damn at that time around, but thank you for playing and thank you for listening.
All right, let's go to Ivan in Riverside. Hi, Ivan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you ready for your Blink-180 Bluegrass?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
I'll take one live. Your ride's the best trip. Always, I know you'll be at my show.
That is so bad.
Ivan, I want to put an arrow through that singer's head. What song is it, though?
All the Small Things?
Yes, it is.
I'll take one lift.
All right. Ivan is in the drawing. Let's see who else we can get to join him.
All right. Next is Stephanie in Covina. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for holding. Are you ready?
I'm so scared, but yes.
Okay, here you go.
I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops. Your husband's in jail. This state looks down on sodomy.
That one actually kind of works as a country song, doesn't it? Steph, what are we talking about here? What song is that?
What's My Age Again?
Yes, nicely done. You're in the drawing. Hold on. All right, let's go to Phil in Roland Heights. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for holding on. You ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
And I can't wait till I get home.
It makes me want to throw up.
It is one of the saddest songs ever, man. It's even sadder the way they say
it. Yes, it is.
All right. What do you got there, Phil?
Man, I'm going to take a wild guess.
Take a wild guess usually is followed by a wild guess.
All right, not know.
You don't know. All right. That's Adam's song.
All right, mercifully, we're getting closer to the end of this game. Who's our next contestant?
Raul in Valencia. Hi there.
Hey, guys.
How you doing on hold so far with this game?
Let's see, like 75%.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's your song. Good luck.
Mommy said we're gonna move to Vegas. I remember the look her mother gave us. 17 without a purpose or direction. Don't know anyone. Explanation.
Wow, that's just terrible.
All right, Raul, what song is that, please?
The Rock Show.
Yes, it is. Well done.
All right. We got time for one more?
Sure. I mean, but do we want one more? Natalie and Laverne, hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you ready for your song?
Yes.
All right. Here it comes.
Doesn't seem to matter that I'm lacking in the boat. She laughs at my dumb jokes when no one does. She brings me Mexican food from Sombreros just because.
Josie.
Say it again.
Josie?
Yes.
Yes.
Nicely done.
I don't know why. I thought she said guilty. I was very confused by that. All right. Thank you, Natalie and Raul and Stephanie and Ivan, for surviving Blink 180 Bluegrass. We're going to do a drawing right now, and one of you will win tickets in the pit and have access to the Bud Light VIP party if you're 21 and up. Miss Allie McKay, make somebody's day for us.
It's going to be Raul.
Yay! Raul. Congratulations. Nope.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
He is back, ladies and gentlemen. He is back.
I went to the wrong line. Congratulations, Raul.
Thank you.
See you Saturday. Thanks for playing the game.
Blink, Winnie, Bluegrass, throw your hands up like you don't care. Yeehaw.
Quick reminder, Beer Mug still in location. If you want to register to win some tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast and other Weenie Roast tickets, too, he is in the Ontario Mills parking lot, Ontario Mills Mall, by the Rainforest Cafe, if you want to get on by. Our man Kevin is back, you guys. Kevin, you have been sick this week. How did that go?
What happened to me is not scientifically possible.
Oh, no.
Why?
Details?
Why?
Maybe.
Why do you share so much about the volume
there are times that
of the vomit?
There are times that it doesn't make sense.
Right, but
it's not possible.
But that's
a heavy weight to bear, Bean.
Right, but that,
so
that
I like to spread it around.
I don't like heavyweight or spread it around in this combo.
I don't either. That should have been between you and your toilet. There's no reason that had to spread to the rest of
my
us.
My toilet tried to tap out about halfway through, and I would not accept its resignation.
Look,
it was not fun.
We all believed you were sick. No one was asking for any kind of proof or
of
details.
I need somebody to help me carry the load.
Oh, enough with that. Good.
Did you have to move?
I will. it's a teardown now.
You can never use that bathroom again.
I will tell you this, though, Bean. There are a certain amount of people, big group of people, who believe Bean when he says, I'm in Vegas.
Right.
Pretty big group.
Mm-hmm.
I hear from all those people.
Yeah.
Hey, how's Vegas? You know that's a joke, right?
They've got to look at the calendar, too.
Right?
Yeah,
EDC
you'll be there next
coming
weekend.
Up. You'll
exactly.
be there later.
Not this weekend.
Right. See?
So...
Don't,
I can't believe I'm going to ask this question
because I really
don't want to know. So, if all the food is already done,
right, that's my question.
Then what?
Because all the food is the first, 4 hours.
Three times, yeah. So then, are we dealing with just stomach lining, or are you
honestly
keeping up your heart,
know.
Or what's happening?
I don't know. I weigh 176 pounds. It's the first time I've been under 180 for 15 years.
Wow.
And
you literally lost how much while you were out?
I think about 9 pounds.
Oh, wow. My God.
We've got vomit!
You must have been so dehydrated.
I was, terribly, yes.
I will say, though, that I have heard from many people who have babies that they're able to poop their own body weight, and that's another scientific mystery.
Yeah, that's my question. How is it possible? How is it humanly possible after, let's say, the 100th time throwing up?
Right.
101.
Good God.
Is that a thing?
101?
Wow. Is still bringing it.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. How?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And
my
why?
God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Right?
So it's just a bug.
Yes, a stomach bug.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically if it's anything that involves throwing up and the other end. It's
so
just,
it was both ends.
It was both, yeah.
Okay. So on the toilet with the trash can in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin. Have you been
using
able to,
both at the same time
of
once?
Of course.
Woo!
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Now you're questioning the puke
right
bucket.
I wish
you had a puke bucket. We discussed that when you were gone.
I don't.
A family should have a puke bucket.
Sorry, I missed that conversation.
You're
well,
all right.
You
you're
also
fine
missed poo knife. We'll discuss that with you off the air, but families
Bean,
also have a poo knife.
Bean, did you know that families have a poo knife?
No! What the hell is a poo knife?
You missed a lot.
That is, poo knife?
That is for people with weak water pressure
in their toilets.
Oh.
And it's a thing.
Stop.
Let me just say this. I'd never heard of it before either. And it wasn't just one.
It's called a plunger, kids. Look into it. Well, it's called a plunger.
You got to get it in a little
piece. Okay. Ah! I am not listening to this.
Why would anyone?
I've got a... Is Big Boy still on? Give me something.
That's a thing, though.
Oh,
I mean, as revolting as it is, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And we heard from a lot of people.
No, that's enough. I got it. Okay. I got it. That's enough. Right. That's enough.
A lot of people.
Okay. May I change topics, please?
Sure.
I love this thing. We didn't get to it a few days ago when it happened. Shaquille O'Neal has been on fire lately. I don't know if you guys ever watched this Inside the NBA show they do during the playoffs. But there's a clip out today of him and Charles Barkley getting into what looked like a fight that was almost going to go to physical. They were screaming at each other so much. I thought I wouldn't play that because that would be a hard thing for people to hear at this time of day. I didn't realize how much better it would be than what they were hearing at this time of day.
It would be a sweet relief.
But here's one from a few nights ago where Shaq gets into a conversation with Kenny Smith, one of the co-hosts on the Inside the NBA program. And Kenny's talking about how there's this new car that he wants, but it costs too much to fill up the gas tank. He doesn't really want to spend that much on gas. And Shaq does some math. And you know how much we love math on this show. And I think you're going to love his reasoning here.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said...
When it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full. Yeah.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put $20. Then when it get back to half, you put $20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting $20 in, and it'll be $80, Kenny, the same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks.
All right, so what's Shaq's problem here?
He doesn't understand half of $80.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. It's not $20, Shaq. His problem here seems to be he thinks you won't spend as much money on gas if you stop more frequently. If you buy it in smaller increments, somehow you're driving less and using less gas.
If we could give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe he just means it'll spread out the pain
misery.
Of paying, the misery of paying, because you're not paying the full amount each time.
You never have to part with more than a 20.
Or 40, really.
You think what he's going for here?
I think.
All right, let's see him bring it home.
Don't even try it.
You're telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay $80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay $20.
No,
I love, by the way, this is instead of commentary on the NBA playoffs.
Well, that's
right. But if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40, 20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
It's going to be 20.
About half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying, okay?
So if I, every day, if I did, if I just...
No, you ain't going to have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
Don't
play me right now.
All I know is we need Shaq on to describe how the lottery works.
Right?
Need him to tell us the odds based on how many tickets you buy. I think Shaq is our man. Finally, we found a math expert we can believe in.
Are we allowed to mention Schmerty Schmackens to Schmars?
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Yeah, sure.
30 Seconds to Mars, added to the K-Rock Weenie Rose.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Already done. Just finished that.
Wait, what?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Uh-huh.
Added to the K-Rock Weenie Rose.
Next
Live,
year.
Local, late-breaking.
Next year's.
No, in 2 days.
What?
All right, I already finished it.
I'm not following.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Got it.
We'll be playing on Saturday at the K-Rock Weenie Rose.
Now, this is instead of Blink-182?
Not instead of
Panic at the Disco?
Nope.
So there'll be no more Rise Against?
Incorrect, sir.
Dirty Heads aren't going to be there.
All of the original bands will be there, plus...
Mike Shinoda is absent.
All of the people that you've heard will be there, in addition to 30 Seconds to Mars.
But no Cold War Kids.
Wrong,
What woman's place have they taken?
None.
Bishop Briggs and Alice Merton? They're gone, too?
All of the
original... You can't have two women. We know that.
All of the original acts will still be on the show.
Okay.
Plus, in addition to Tom Bien, 30 Seconds to Mars.
That seems like quite an upgrade.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are they the secret band?
If they are, that we just ruined everything. It's the worst kept secret ever.
Our boss is listening right now. We're so mad.
Wait, hold on. Band? Were we not supposed to mention that?
See, that's why I asked at the beginning. Oh, no.
And now a breaking news
bulletin. No, no, no. We got nothing for you.
Oh, remember the Kevin and Bean show?
Oops. I sure do. Those were good times. Tickets are still on sale for 30 Seconds to Mars, along with all the rest for the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast, AXS.com. And you can win them in about 5 minutes in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party.
But
first, though,
do us a favor and yes? Act really surprised when 30 Seconds to Mars.
Right, exactly. First, though. So, Allie is here. What is happening?
Oh, Kevin's face right now.
Oops.
This is huge news, you guys. Dare I say breaking news?
Oh, again?
No.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
It's worse every time I hear it.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails have announced
yes?
a tour and a new album.
Love it.
Yeah!
Couldn't love it more.
Bad Witch is out June 22nd. The tour is called the Cold and Black Infinite North America 2018 Tour. They're going to be playing the shows with a little band called the Jesus and Mary Chain. Okay.
All right.
But the LA date are actually 4 dates.
All right.
They're going to be playing at the Palladium December 7th and 8th, and then again on December 11th and 12th.
The Palladium.
The mother effing Palladium.
That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, that seems like it's about 10 times too small a venue for them.
They're playing 4 shows. Get off their D's.
Okay.
All right. Here's the thing, though. This is the greatest, most bizarre, but welcome news. Just yesterday, Bean and I were discussing, remember back in the day when you actually used to wait in line to buy tickets?
Yeah, that sucked.
Oh.
Did it not?
No.
Here's it is, there is a certain fun of the social nature of
absolutely.
It. You're all there for the same thing. You're
going to meet other people, yes. actual humans that love a band as much as you
correct.
Do.
I think what Kevin is saying, though, is in the modern era, mm-hmm. there's a convenience factor
right.
in being able to buy a pair of tickets on on your phone.
Correct.
On your couch.
Here's the thing. This is from Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
The promise of a world made better by computers and online connectivity has failed us in many ways, particularly when it comes to ticketing. Everything about the process sucks and everyone loses except the reseller. We've decided to try something different that will also likely suck, but in a different way. Here's my favorite part. We're hoping many of you will be happy with the results, while some of you may do what they always do and bitch about it. You, an actual human being, show up at the box office, interact with the ticket seller, another actual human being, and purchase up to 4 tickets that will actually be handed to you on the spot.
All right, but where do you get them online?
Nope. The tickets will not be available online or anywhere else before or during that day. All seats, including the best seats, will be available first come, first serve.
What app?
Actually encounter other actual human beings with similar interests, likely wearing black clothing during the process, and potentially interact with them. The experience has the potential, quote, to be enjoyable. I love you, Nine Inch Nails, so goddamn hard.
But I could buy them from the K-Rock Events app.
We haven't announced that we have that yet, have we?
I don't know. What's happening?
We really screwed up. We have really, really jacked this whole thing up.
So how do we feel about this, Allie? Because you're a person who was just bemoaning the loss of that community and that feeling of waiting in line and the excitement of having the tickets when you walk away from the booth. But what about the vast majority of our listeners who, I don't know, maybe have some
jobs,
place to be at
right.
9 in the morning? Yeah.
Right. No, I totally understand that. But here's the thing. This is not going to become the norm again. But why not give it a try? And if you never had to actually wait in line and buy tickets, what a fun experience to actually do for the first time. I don't know. I think it's pretty darn cool. No. Oh, my God. Listen, just go to Nine Inch Nails, their website, for more info.
You can buy them there?
Again.
Okay.
I will cut you.
We are being told there is no surprise band at the Weenie Rose this weekend.
Oh,
no,
really?
Surprise band.
Huh.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Told.
Excellent.
But 30 Seconds to Mars is playing.
They're in, yes.
Okay.
Okay, but it wasn't a surprise.
Right.
Okay.
So we're fine.
Still,
we're
everybody just act surprised just to cover us.
I mean, just
to,
yeah,
to be on the safe side, yes.
What is Jared doing here? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Nicely
that
done.
Was that was mine. I think that whole break went really well.
Same.
Coming up on the next What's Happening, I'm going to tell you about a little situation that's every band's worst nightmare. You finish the album, and then sad bassoon happens.
Oh, no.
It's gone. The album is gone.
What? Wait, what?
A finished album was deleted?
I'm just saying, it's not great.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes. I'm going to tell you what band and how you likely won't care, but that you know it actually happens and it's bad. Do we have a moment with, though, from when we were gone? Just so Kevin.
I don't know that we have the kind of time.
Kevin feels good about being back.
We're very busy. We got to. I'm excited about this. We need Rose tickets here next. Come on.
I'm excited about this.
And now, a moment with Bean.
The only thing I can think is. Mistaken door. They thought they were going
doorbell
to...
identity.
No, I was thinking. I'm not sure how to say it, but they meant to go to somebody else's house. Got the wrong apartment or condo or house number, whatever you have.
How about wrong address? Like that?
That would have been a more succinct way to say it.
That was a moment with me.
Oh, that's so sweet. When it's someone else.
Mistaken Door, apparently the new supergroup that people can't wait to see at the Truth.
Also game. Added at Weenie Rose.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that.
Oh, sorry. That's a surprise guest.
Some birthdays for you. SNL's Kenan Thompson, U2's Bono, and rapper Young MC. And that's what's happening.
Can't believe I'm going to bring this up again and ask Dr. Drew this question.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Doc. How are you, first of all?
I'm good. Now I'm scared, but go ahead.
A few minutes ago, Kevin was telling us about how sick he's been.
Oh.
And vomiting his body weight. Right, Kevin? Oh. I'm not exaggerating.
I don't think it's scientifically possible, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Have you had the other end going, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is... I'm telling you
guys... It was a full
guys,
concert.
I'm telling you, this is going to be...
Real batuba?
This is going to be a major outbreak this summer. I've been predicting it, and my son just had it.
You don't think it's norovirus, though?
I do think it is, and I think it's volatilized feces from the homeless populations. And then...
Wait a second.
Oh, no. He's been saying this.
Right, but how would Kevin encounter that? He drives by those homeless people so fast in his fancy car and laughs.
He does. I know. He rolls his window up and looks down.
Right. How would he even have come in contact with that to get that sick?
It's almost impossible to avoid it in Los Angeles right now.
Really?
My son got it. He walks to work. He lives in Hollywood. And he said he realized now that he goes back out on the street, he's passing it all over the place. He wasn't aware of it, but if you don't pay attention, it's all over
it's in the air.
My toilet tried to tap out Tuesday, Drew. I wouldn't allow it.
I'm so sorry, Kevin. This thing, the classic symptom is vomiting and diarrhea. Vomiting, very prominent. Then that kind of goes away, and then the diarrhea persists. Bad muscle aches. Low-grade fever goes away, and then the diarrhea continues.
All of the above.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize it was like an I mean, I know epidemic has a real meaning. I don't know if this qualifies, but it's widespread, you're saying.
It's widespread, and it has the perfect medium to be spread. And I'm telling you, this is the leading edge. The next thing is going to be the rodent-borne flea rickettsial diseases, and because the rodents are overrunning the streets in the homeless
So it's coming.
Our city, listen, I think our city officials should be held accountable for whatever.
How do we do that?
I don't know, but their lack of ability to function as a government is what's causing the population to be harmed and in really grave danger.
I can blame the government for what happened to me the last 3 days?
Well, I wish you would, because there are people suffering in the streets they're doing nothing about. Sanitation is failing. They're doing nothing about it. And now there's going to be a major infectious disease outbreak. This is why we have cities, because we've discovered sanitation. We've
right.
decided that we don't have to do that anymore in Los
right.
Angeles.
But Dr. Drew, and I know that this is a much bigger issue than any of us are ever going to be able to figure out in a couple of minutes, but I just saw that LA Times article this week about whatever the number was, 43,000, I think it was, homeless on the streets in Los Angeles County right now. By the way, let that sit in and sink in for a minute. 43,000 people homeless in
That's
LA County.
Shocking. In LA County.
Yes, in LA County, right. But they were saying, however, having said that, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of beds that are available to them
yes.
in programs that go empty every single night.
Thousands of beds.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
that is because we have decided politically it's more expedient to call it a housing problem rather than a mental health crisis. When the fact is, this is strictly speaking a mental health problem. And if we expanded, there's a senator in California, in Sacramento, just trying to expand the role of conservatorship. There's a county supervisor. I'm blanking on the names. But some of them are working hard to try to expand the nature of gravely disabled, Catherine Barger. And if you do that, we will begin to erode away at this very, very quickly. Because if you can put people in these places where when they get better, they look back and they're pissed at anybody that let them deteriorate to the point that they did because their brain isn't working because it's the nature of the condition, then you very kindly give them proper care and vocational rehab and whatnot. They look back and they're pissed. I've seen it and seen it and seen it.
What percentage would you say of that 43,000 are mental cases?
60.
60%?
Yeah,
and
maybe higher. And a large percentage of that 60% is drug and IV drug users. And we are, listen, there were how many tens of thousands of needles were in the Santa Ana River bed?
Yeah.
And I talked to one of the supervisors down there, and he said, yeah, that we got 45,000 needles out of the riverbed. Those are the ones we can find. The rest of them you're going to swim into in Boca Chica. Right? And so this is, and look, the humans are suffering on the streets, and our government is doing nothing. In the name of what? Civil liberties? Give me a break.
Right. So what is it possible for us to do?
Kevin, you're going to be case one. We're going to hold the kitty accountable.
Oh.
You're going to die. You're going to
I'm
die,
sorry,
and
what?
Then we're going to hold the kitty accountable.
Why do we have to start with me dying?
But, Kevin, you're the poster child for great change.
That's step one, I have to die.
You're going to be remembered as a great guy.
You'll help so many people.
Yeah, instead of the Barack Obama hope posters,
uh-huh.
it's you.
But what about Plan B?
And instead of hope, it'll just say nope.
Yeah. I don't like any of this. I'm just starting to feel better today, and you want me to die.
Dr. Drew, why aren't you in charge of this? Why don't they go to you and say, hey, you've got a lot of good ideas. Why don't you run this program?
Because I'm not an elected official. I'm not in the Department of Sanitation Services. I don't hold I'm just a loud voice, and I'm trying to push our government to stop using human suffering and endangering the entire population of Southern California in the name of a politically expedient message about housing. Stop it already, for God's sakes, and help the people that are suffering on the streets.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor of the great state of California right there, Dr. Drew.
Can we write him in?
All right, yeah, we should. Last question, then. This is a serious one. If your son got super sick, Kevin got super sick, other people you've seen have gotten super sick just from walking around, then there's no advice we can give people on how to avoid that, right?
Yeah, well, there is. I mean, you pay attention to what you're walking around and realize that, these encampments have risk when you walk past them, and you got to be really careful. And I'm sorry to say, but if you're driving past, you're going to have to roll your window up and keep the circulation internal to your vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a mess. And listen, and the next thing is pay attention to your pets. Do whatever you have to do to treat the tick and flea infestation wherever you are, because that's what's coming next is flea-borne illness. I am telling you.
Okay.
I predicted the norovirus, and I've been right. I'm right on this one, and I'm telling you, midsummer, flea-borne illness.
All right. I have one last question, Dr. Drew, and that is, do I still have to die?
No, you don't have to, but if you want to do what's right.
DrDrew.com for all of Dr. Drew's live appearances and podcasts. Don't forget, you can hear him on the radio noon to 3, weekdays on 790 KABC, and download the Heal app in the App Store or Google Play for a doctor in the comfort of your own home. Thank you, Dr. Drew. We love you.
All right, guys. Bye.
Catherine Nien from Sherman Oaks is going to the all-new and improved K-Rock Weenie Roast happening Saturday at StubHub Center. She just won her tickets in the pit and access to the Bud Light VIP party, your chance at the top of every hour up till 5 p.m. Kevin, why is the Weenie Roast now new and improved?
Because we just added 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah!
Come on with the come on,
We took away no one.
Oh.
And we added 30 seconds to Mars.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
Free band.
Okay. Right?
It's
a free band. 106 Boys.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What?
Just look at you, Chip. Look at you. That song was just because the song had faded out just enough. It was just starting to be so quiet that I was ready for you to yell one of your infernal haze.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Agreed.
He expected it. That's why she didn't do it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
All right. Hey, what's happening, Allie?
Well, thanks for asking, Bean. So let's say you're heading on out to Carson for the Weenie Roast on Saturday.
Or to check out the latest Kevin and Bean billboard, perhaps.
Or to check out the latest Kevin and Bean billboard.
Right? What a surprise was that?
Perhaps.
That was
amazing,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, we got some more photos from listeners this morning who drove by it. It's on the 405 South approaching the StubHub Center exit, right?
You would think that we would know about that.
No, we were alerted from a listener yesterday.
It was very exciting, though, and it's who knows how long it'll last. Our one over by USC was only up for 30 days, so go by and see this one while you can, while it's still there. We're very proud of it.
So you're heading on out to Carson.
Right.
Going to have a great time. By the way, temperature update for you guys, because you know I love it. 66 degrees.
That's perfect.
Is the high, 59 is the low, partly cloudy. Good Lord, Carson, it's like you know what I need.
That's perfect.
I cannot wait. So you head out there, you have a great time, you have a lot of cocktails, you have a designated driver, you head home. You wake up Sunday and you're like, oof, you know what I could use? A day of goddamn pizza. Well, I have something for you. This was all build up to Pizza Fest LA at the Hollywood Palladium this Sunday. What is not happening at the Hollywood Palladium, right?
Right.
Everything's happening at the Hollywood Palladium. It's this Sunday. I'm going to give five winners a pair of tickets to Pizza Fest LA this Sunday, 2 until 8:30. You have a ton of pizzerias, restaurants. You're going to pizza trucks, photo booths, cooking workshops, cooking demos, panel discussions, all things pizza.
What if you just want to eat pizza?
You can do that.
Okay.
I'm going to give callers 20 through 24 a pair of tickets to Pizza Fest LA at the Hollywood Palladium this Sunday, 2 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Speaking of the Hollywood Palladium,
right?
In case you missed it, some dates for Nine Inch Nails. They announced a tour and a new album. Bad Witch is out June 22nd. The tour is being called the Cold and Black Infinite North America 2018 Tour. They're going to be playing the L.A. dates with the Jesus and Mary Chain. By the way, those L.A. dates, December 7th and 8th, December 11th and 12th. Yes, you heard me correctly. Four dates with Nine Inch Nails.
Strong.
Here's the only difference. Tickets are going to go on sale this Saturday. Just kidding. Saturday, May 19th. Not this Saturday at all.
A week from.
Tickets on sale a week from.
All right.
In person at the box office. What?
But what about...
Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
What about online, though?
No. Mm-mm.
So
nope.
you call, you just pick up the phone and call?
No, you actually will go like the olden times.
Is there an app?
Nope. Just you can use an app to find out where the Hollywood Palladium is. But then, first come, first serve, you are going to wait in line. You're going to meet other Nine Inch Nails fans. You're going to talk about, oh, what was your first show? Oh, my God. Did you want to marry Trent? Me too. What's your favorite movie that he scored? You're going to have those conversations like an actual goddamn human being. You're going to interact with the person at the box office, selling the tickets. It's going to be magical.
But then later,
mm-hmm.
they're online?
I'm sure later they will be online from resellers. But you don't want that. You want to go. You want to put the money in the pockets of the people that are giving you that art.
Agreed.
So go do that. Wait in line. Nine Inch Nails. Go to their website. Figure out more. That's all the information I have. I'm very busy. I told you last hour about a band that recorded their whole album, going to be released either May or June. And then a technical catastrophe. This band, you might know them as Whitesnake.
Oh.
Yes. Whitesnake lost their whole album. David Coverdale said, "We just had a digital nightmare. We've lost pretty much all the new album, which we were hoping to get out May or June."
Of
1990? Now.
Oh.
1990? Yeah, they were going to take a freaking time machine.
I didn't know they were still making music.
Oh, I see the joke.
Yeah.
I just thought you didn't know the date.
No.
Really? He noted that a technical catastrophe that's never happened in 45 years. Now the album probably won't be released until 2019. Here's what he said about it. I'll be hitting the bar tonight. I'll be having unhappy hour. What?
See?
There he goes again on his own. Why are you flipping me off, Kevin? Go ahead, Bean. You have questions.
Yeah, it's just such a surprise in this modern day of backing up and recording on multiple devices at the same time. It seems like there are usually a lot. I mean, even when we record an interview, we have it in two spots just in case some technology fails.
Or three, because our technology fails a lot.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm really surprised that they could lose it all. I mean, I can see you lose what you've recorded since the last backup or since the last time you closed up for the night or whatever. But to lose everything for the... I mean, that's just... I can't even imagine how that happened.
Conspiracy Alley?
Yeah.
You didn't lose it all.
Never had it?
You never had it. You needed more time. You didn't want to admit it.
Interesting.
Because those Whitesnake fans...
Right.
Rabid. Where's my new album? And he didn't have the heart to just say, listen, I've been hanging out in my Jaguar with... Tony Katane just doing walkovers.
I don't think he's still doing that. I don't think that's
time.
Still. Maybe. It's just, it is a.
That is a shocker.
It's a weird story.
It really is. This is something. So, Arrested Development fans, we all got a pleasant surprise on Friday when Netflix, they re-released basically a new remix version of the show's fourth season.
Come on!
Oh, yeah.
They designed basically 15 new episodes. 22 episodes. I need to read this
You've been
again.
Having a lot of problems with numbers today.
Not well today.
Numbers.
Really.
I think there were 22 in the original season four, and when they remixed and edited, it cut down to 15.
Thank you.
We have to start doing things to just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Okay.
Here's the thing. There were 15. They remixed it to 22.
I mean, that's...
Because then they shortened each episode, and that way they'd be a more traditional network length.
Okay.
Here's the problem. They didn't pay the stars anymore for that, and you may be saying, oh, come on. They didn't do any extra work. However, they were paid per episode fees and paid on what the season was initially going to be. Here's the kicker. The kicker is this whole remixing experiment wasn't just a gift to fans, although, wow, were we all grateful.
Agreed.
It was a request from Fox TV to create 22 more traditional type episodes, which would be easier for Fox to package into a lucrative syndication deal.
Also fine.
Everybody's outraged and they have a right to be outraged.
Okay. Fox plans to sell the global syndication rights to Arrested Development once Netflix's exclusive window closes. So they're going to make more money off of this that then the cast won't see.
I mean, I can't imagine that the cast won't get paid somehow.
They'll figure this out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I could have told that more succinctly.
No.
I'm just seeing it for the first time.
It needed the full half hour.
Some birthdays for you. SNL's Kenan Thompson. Rapper Young MC. Actress Odette Annable. And oh, I hope that... That Bono has a lovely birthday and nobody
hangs
up on him because that would suck on your birthday.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Kevin. See you.
The world's biggest fan.
He said, see you, Kevin. See you, Bean. You heard him. And then he hung up.
But then he had more. And then you just went right to the commercial.
I mean, I don't think he had anything. It sounded to me like he was done.
Agree, disagree. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda Chip. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be hanging out today at the Rockin' Brews in Redondo Beach, 6300 South PCH with the K-Rock promo crew. I'll have tickets, Weenie Roast tickets, including pit passes, plus Afghan Wigs tickets, ex-ambassador tickets, and Liam Gallagher tickets.
Wow.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Redondo Beach Rockin' Brews.
How's that Rockin' Brews pour compared to the pour at the airport that we experienced?
I will let you know. I will test it. I will do some scientific testing because LAX Rockin' Brews.
Good Lord.
hard.
They pour pretty strong?
Oh, they
do
have
a good pour.
All right.
Do they?
I'll let you know. Well, okay. Or maybe I won't because I won't be coming in because they pour so
right.
good.
That's true.
We will know.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Florence from Florence and the Machine will be on the show.
Oh, I love
You're
her so much.
About that.
Awesome.
I do, too.
She's delightful.
We also have a Jersey Shore recap because today is Jersey Day.
Don't.
According sure. to Omar. Keep it 100 because it's Friday, Bad Mother's Day gifts, and Weenie Rose tickets in the pit, plus Bud Light VIP party passes tomorrow morning.